Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today is Holy Thursday. This is the beginning of a few days here that we set apart. The whole church sets apart. These are days where we listen to the Lord's words to us before he died. I don't even myself know quite how to say this, but this is how much God loves us. He gave up his life. We've had human beings give their life up for one or two people, or maybe a group of people, but no one has ever died for all of us. Nobody, no matter what your status in life, no matter how life is going for you right now, he loved you and died for you. Someone said, well, that's a real, thank you, a real claim to fame. But that's what we want to do on this Holy Thursday, is to acknowledge directly that God chose to give himself through bread and wine, that he can be with us always, always, everywhere. He can be with us. There's not a time that I can't cry out to God and have him say, I'm too busy, sorry. I'll visit you in a couple years or something like that. He's right here with you. In your room, wherever you are listening to this little program, he's with us right now. So, brothers and sisters, let's take a look at the first reading from Exodus chapter 12, verses 1 to 8 and 11 to 14. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, "This month shall stand at the head of your calendar. You shall reckon it the first month of the year. Tell the whole community of Israel, on the 10th of this month, every one of your families must procure for itself a lamb, one apiece for each household. If a family is too small for a whole lamb, it shall join the nearest household in procuring one and shall share in the lamb in proportion to the number of persons who partake of it. The lamb must be a year old male and without blemish. You shall take it from either the sheep or the goats. You shall keep it until the 14th day of this month, and then with the whole assembly of Israel present, it shall be slaughtered during the evening twilight. They shall take some of its blood and apply it to the two doorposts and the lintel of every house in which they partake of the lamb. That same night they shall eat its roasted flesh with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. This is how you are to eat it, with your loins girt, sandals on your feet, and your staff in hand. You shall eat like those who are in flight. It is the Passover from the Lord. For this, on this same night, I will go through Egypt, striking down every firstborn of the land, both of man and beast, and executing judgment on all the gods of Egypt. I, the Lord, but the blood will mark the houses where you are. Seeing the blood, I will pass over you. Thus, when I strike the land of Egypt, no destructive blow will come upon you. This day shall be a memorial feast for you, which all your generations shall celebrate with pilgrimage to the Lord as a perpetual institution." Think of that. Think of that, what God has given us. Psalm 116 tells us, our blessing cup is a communion with the blood of Christ. We are called to be united with him. This is not just some kind of thing we do as a sign of we're committed to Christ. May we be so. But the important thing, first, is to recognize that God is giving himself to us. And in turn, we are called to give ourselves to him. that's not lightly taken. It's not easy if you really do it. If you just say, oh, this is what Catholics do, and I think I'm a Catholic, so this is what I'll do. It's God giving himself to you. Can you give yourself to him in return? What a gift he has given us on Holy Thursday. He gave us himself. Let that sink into your heart, that he loved you enough to give himself into our weak, sometimes sinful, imperfect people. God gave himself fully to you and to me. In Paul's letter to the Corinthians, chapter 11, verses 23 to 26, brothers and sisters, I received from the Lord what I also handed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night he was handed over, took bread, and after he had given thanks, broke it and said, this is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, also the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the death of the Lord until he comes. He died for us. Hold that before you today. He died for me, and yet he gives himself to me. Hold on to that today. In the Gospel of John, chapter 13, verses 1 to 15, before the feast of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to pass from this world to the Father. He loved his own in the world, and he loved them to the end. The devil had already induced Judas, son of Simon the Iscariot, to hand him over. So during supper, fully aware that the Father had put everything into his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God, he rose from supper and took off his outer garments. He took a towel and tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and dry them with the towel around his waist. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, Master, are you going to wash my feet? Jesus answered and said to him, what I am doing you do not understand now, but you will understand later. Peter said to him, you will never wash my feet. And Jesus answered him, unless I wash you, you will have no inheritance with me. And Simon Peter said to him, Master, then not only my feet, but my hands and head as well. And Jesus said to him, whoever is bathed has no need except to have his feet washed, for he is clean all over. So you are clean, but not all. For he knew who would betray him. For this reason, he said, not all of you are clean. So when he had washed their feet and put his garments back on and reclined at table again, he said to them, do you realize what I have done for you? You call me teacher and master, and rightly so, for indeed I am. If I, therefore, am the master and the teacher. If I am that and have washed your feet, then you ought to wash one another's feet. I have given you a model to follow, so that as I have done for you, you should also do. That's not something in our society, to wash one another's feet. But there are so many ways we can do it. Kindness to someone, mercy to another, money to a third, staying with someone for a period of time to help them. Whatever the case may be, we all have our chances to wash one another's feet. Brothers and sisters, can we humble ourselves as Jesus did? Are we capable of that? It takes prayer, takes openness of heart, but it can happen. And sometimes, not that that's our custom, but sometimes we literally need to wash one another's feet. Depending on the circumstances, an accident, whatever happened, sometimes we too have to actually wash one another's feet. God asks us to do that in His name. He loves us, and He can speak through us in a certain way. So please, I beg you on this Holy Thursday, ask the Lord, Lord, teach me how to be a good servant of your people. Teach me in some way to imitate you, to do something for you by doing something for another. I really urge you, to open your heart, because God really looks for you. He looks for people who will walk with others. May this Holy Thursday, may this Easter Triduum change your life. Sometimes it's so little as picking something off the ground for another. Sometimes it's cooking a meal. Sometimes it's doing laundry for someone. Sometimes it's fixing cars, or whatever it may be. Whatever your neighbor needs, be conscious of that. Walk with Christ. Give yourself to others as He fully gave Himself to us. It's hard. It's hard, especially when we have patterns of being lazy, or patterns of this is my life and I'm going to do what I want. It's your life, it's true. But what you want to do and where you'll find the greatest happiness is to follow the Lord and to do for Him what you would wish to pray to Him, to ask forgiveness from Him, to walk with Him, to join Him in celebration of the Father and the Son. We want to be like Jesus. It's a call to all of us. God's Holy Spirit can work in us. Not that we'll be another God. No, we're imperfect, and we know we are. But there's so much we can do to help one another and bring peace and joy, especially in these difficult times, especially now. Is there something you can do for someone on your street, someone at church who needs help? That's what we need to be right now. That's one who brings life to another, one who cares for another, one who meets the needs for others. That's what we want to do. Let us imitate the Lord and follow Him this Holy Thursday. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.